Wednesday night, Chiddush Shulchan Aruch. We're learning some in Kuf Chav Beis, which is Dinim and Yud Zayin B'Tammuz at Tisha B'Av. Kivon. Oh, okay, we were learning Kuf Chav Aleph. Okay, we'll learn now Kuf Chav Beis. Kivon Shebeshiva Asar B'Tammuz is Chilu Tzoros HaChorban. The Chorban itself. In other words, if you look at historically, Asara B'Teves, 2.5 years before the Churban, started off the Churban process. But the Tzaras of the actual Churban were in these 3 weeks. They broke through the walls on Shavuos B'Tammuz. L'chein Ogen K'tzas Avelis B'yom Zeh Ad Achar Tisha B'Av. To some degree, we're knowing Avelis. B'roi L'chol Yerei Shemayim L'asos Tikun Chatzos B'chol Yom L'acha Chatzos Hayom. I guess he doesn't expect people to do it at night if they're not used to doing it at night, unless he means also in the day, not just at night. You should also do it in the day. Lacha chatzos hayom. So there's usually one person in the shul that says, "Let's do it," which good idea. If you get other people to do it, do it. Maybe people do it in the privacy of their home, and you don't know. We don't know about it. That's wonderful. Ain't no some noshim we don't marry. We're machmir even to someone that did not yet do puravu, doesn't marry these 3 weeks. What we call getting engaged. The suddah is already somewhat of a shayla. Oh, no, not in the 3 weeks, Eistis. You certainly can make a suddah, obviously, no music. Adrush chodesh off. The 9 days. But you could have some cake and schnapps there. He doesn't say schnapps, but it's not me being schnapps also. Okay, Yisrael. Maybe it's even giving lessons. He's talking about he plays by Gayusha weddings. But it could be people nowadays give lessons, piano lessons, guitar lessons. So he could continue in not doing it for pleasure. It's a Parnosa thing, so he does it until Rosh Chodesh. Itaka should refrain in the 9 days. Not the 3 weeks, but the 9 days. V'yom Shavuot B'Tammuz Atzmo Gam Ken Osur, the first day itself, it's inappropriate. V'chen Asara B'Teves. He's talking about music now. Maybe Shiduchin also. Maybe. What? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's talking about.
Is that just things that make you happy?
Some people say that, but there's no basis for saying that. In my opinion. Like, I got at least 5 calls on, 3 calls, okay. I got more, but, and what I'm about to say, it was 3 calls. They wonder if they're allowed to break their fast. They're very thirsty. I say, yeah, I know you're very thirsty. You're fasting. That's not a reason to break your fast. So, you're not supposed to listen to music. Music is not supposed to. I'm not going into a cappella and all that junk that people have nowadays. So assuming that's mutter, you certainly have no excuse. I know there's those that say it doesn't apply, it's recorded music, it's just. But I'm no fan of all these.
Same as a woman's voice, recorded music here.
What? What?
I've heard some people say.
That's another issue. We're talking about now the issue of music in the 9 days, in the 3 weeks. Then there's an issue of Kol Isha.
You know, recorded voice. I'm just wondering if you're connected with recorded voice. Some people say it's Mozart because the woman's voice is recorded. The music's recorded.
It's also. We should. All of these svaras have very little basis. I mean, b'shas hadchak, a posek will be makil in instances if there's a shas hadchak, or if he feels it's necessary. You tell him the story, you're going on a cross-country trip, and place. There's nothing else to listen to. I don't know. B'yesh nogin shlolachol bosov lolish. People, the shaylos that come up nowadays is people taking lessons or exercise, and they use the music as a beat. And they're not really listening to the music. They're using it to keep in step, as a beat. So that's already... Maybe there's makom to be makel there for the 9 days. I mean, for the 3 weeks. Someone asked me a shayla, not for the shul. They go walking. So they want to listen to music while they're walking, because they're bored. So I said, yeah, that's what's awesome.
little kid music?
If he's a gil lechinuch, then you have to be mechanachim not to listen to music. There's enough coolers out there with background music. You know, you have these story tapes, which always have some background music. So, what? You can be makel with background music. What? I said in the 62nd Varloch, I said the haircut is even if they're not higiel chinuch. And things like music, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty old, because adults are not higir l'chinuch, that's the problem. So, en chalami, I would say 10 years old, 9 maybe. V'yeshnog en shlolo chol bozov lo lishtus yayin, v'shivasu b'tamas arachatishabov, v'lo b'shabas al b'sudas mitzvah. We don't have this minig, I don't know. Maybe there are people that do this minhag. I'm not aware of it. Sometimes it's hard, you know. You're talking about the 3 weeks. We're not big wine drinkers anyway. At least not. I don't know. Not people I know. Not big wine drinkers. Maybe in France, or maybe there are people I just don't know them. They're not my friends. We don't even, I don't especially enjoy meat either. We have so much food without meat that we barely feel it. You know, maybe I shouldn't speak for my wife. It's harder to make a menu. But you have all these things. What? Yes, you could. Shabbos? No again, Shane Mavorach Shechiyonu b'yomim ma'elu. This is like an interesting halacha. It's dafka the bracha of Shechiyonu that you don't make. So, for example, again, we're not talking the 9 days. We're talking what's called the 3 weeks. You can buy new clothing. We don't make Shechiyonu when we buy clothing. We make Shechiyonu when you wear it. That's our minhag. So you can buy the clothing because you're not going to make Shechiyonu. Even if you're doing something that ironically is a toiva meitiv, not a shechiyonu, so that's also okay. It's very bedavka the bracha of shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. You can buy a new car, assuming if your wife drives, I guess. So, make a toiva meitiv. 3 weeks is only a shechiyonu issue. The 9 days is an issue to buy new things, no new clothing. Therefore, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is talking that they made even b'shas kinyan. So lachain ain konin bein lovshin beget chodosh b'shum shorich levarich shechiyanu. Valpinyan HaBen, if it comes up, so it's a mitzvah b'shaitai. Lawrence Spiegelman made a shechianu today, right? If it comes up, the mitzvah b'shaitai, you make shechianu. Valpinyan HaBen mevarchin shechianu shlo lahachmitz is a mitzvah. You're not going to push off the mitzvah. I'll pre for a fruit that came to your hand, and maybe you won't have it, it'll get spoiled if you don't eat it. So yesh lahachmitz lavarchin shechianu b'shabbos. Shouldn't give up that opportunity to make the bracha because of this minig. Okay, and from that is really a general minig not to do things which are somewhat sakonadik, more so the 9 days, the 3 weeks also.
On Shabbos,
that's a kula. You shouldn't. I tell people you shouldn't do it unless there's some compelling reason. It's a kula to wear a Shabbos and make shechianu. If you have to, I would ask.